Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Lord, because of who you are.
Because of who you are.
Who you are.
Jehovah.
Praise God. I'm back again. Thanking God for another day. It is Friday, May 27th, 2022. I want to thank God for bringing me all the way across the highways and the byways. I've been to so many places in different countries, different states. I just want to thank God. Today, I want to talk about the word incredulous. This came to me the other day, this word, and it just came back to me again. I forgot the word for a moment, but then it just came back to my spirit again. Now, the word incredulous means an unwillingness to believe something. Many people, even Christians, are incredulous. They have an unwillingness to believe something. You see, the Bible says, whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. So if you're going to believe something, believe what the word of God says. God be true and every man a liar. This is what the Bible says. Let God be true and every man a liar. So somebody said, well, the Bible's written by man. Yes, but it was also written by the inspiration of God. Hallelujah. So God inspired man to write the Bible. But you can always go back to the Old Testament where God did write some commandments down when he gave it to Moses. He wrote it with his own hand. So we can't just say, oh, the Bible's just written by man. Well, that's not exactly all true. Because actually, it was written by God himself on a tablet of stone, which Moses broke. And then he had to do it all over again. And we know why Moses broke the stone tablets, because he was very angry and wroth with the people when he came down off the Mount of God. And he saw them all around dancing and playing and worshiping the golden calf that Aaron built out of the fire. And Aaron's excuse was, you know, they got all the gathered, all the gold, and then the this golden calf came out. I think that's kind of a funny excuse. Even though those people saw the miracles of God, not only did they saw the miracles of God, they not only seen the miracles of God, they saw what God did to the Egyptians. They saw the plagues. They saw everything that happened to the Egyptians. Yet they still wanted to do what the Egyptians did, and that's worship another god. Now, God says he will have no other God before him. See, that's an incredulous belief that the Israelites had. They had an incredulous belief. They knew that there was a God, but having God in their knowledge, they decided to fall down to worship another God. And then they said amongst themselves, and they said, these be the God that brought you out of Egypt. And they fell down and worshiped a golden calf. A golden calf has no mouth. He has a mouth, but he cannot eat. He has a nose, but he cannot smell. He has eyes, but he cannot see. And even having a mouth and ears, he cannot hear. So it's a deaf statue. So why pray to something that they knew? They've seen the miracles of God, yet they were incredulous. I have to use this word. See, I'm a type of person, I'm credulous. I have a willingness to believe. See, incredulous means unwillingness to believe. They don't believe anything you tell them. You tell them what's in the word of God, they don't want to hear it. The Bible says they're having eyes to see and cannot see, having ears to hear and cannot hear. Why? Because the Bible says the God of this world has blinded their eyes, so seeing they cannot see, hearing they cannot hear. So with their incredulous belief, it's going to keep them out of the kingdom of heaven. See, the Bible tells us clearly that we must believe. Whose report will you believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. Now it's time for people to come and get right with God. If you're not right with God right now, brothers and sisters, I encourage you right now to come and get right with Jesus Christ. I encourage you to release your incredulism and come to credulism and come to Christ. Just say, Lord, I believe. Even the man who asked Jesus to help him, he said, Lord, help my unbelief. Because you've been so incredulous so long, have an unwillingness to believe that you can't believe anything. You believe everything, but you don't believe nothing. Hallelujah. Sounds kind of like an oxymoron, like it's something goes against something, but it's you believe everything else that everybody else tell you. But when somebody tell you the truth, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to believe it. You don't want to receive that. As my sister will say, I don't receive that. Well, let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. You must receive the word of God. If you don't receive the word of God, you don't have to believe it. Keep your incredulous beliefs. Keep on saying there is no God. But Psalms 14:1 said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So corrupt are they. So God says they are corrupt people. So if you are so incredulous that you have an unwillingness to believe the word of God, that you think it's a bunch of fairy tales and just made up stuff, it is not. I'm telling you, the word of God is true, and let God be true and every man a liar. Now I come against the spirit of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus, and I cast it back to the pit of hell right now. In the name of Jesus, we have the power to bind up the spirit that's in the air. In the name of Jesus, we come against incredulous spirits. In the name of Jesus, we bind it up and send it back to the abyss right now. In the mighty Kamamashata, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that whoever's going to listen to this message, that they will become credulous, oh God, in Jesus' name, that their doubt and their unbelief will depart from them in the name of Jesus, and that they will have a belief and a willingness to believe, a credulous belief, that they will have a willingness to believe that you have died on the cross over 2,000 years ago and that you shed your blood on Calvary so that you and I can be free. So you can be free. It's a free gift that Jesus has done for you, because we did not deserve it. We did not deserve it. Jesus did not deserve to die on the cross for us, but he chose that because he wanted to be saving a lot of folks this way. How is it because one man should die that one man be saved? It's because if Jesus didn't die, then it would be only Jesus, hallelujah, that would be the light of the world. But since Jesus died, he gave us the power to become the sons of God, and he will not let us be comfortless. He sent the Holy Ghost as a comforter so that we can be free. Glory to God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, that the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is 1 John 1:9. So you can look that up. If you say that you have no sin, you deceive yourself. And that the Bible says, you deceive yourself. doesn't say you deceive others. It says you deceive yourself. So we cannot go around and say we have no sin. But we can go around and say, I've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My sins have been washed away and filled, come on, my shata, filled with the Holy Ghost. I am. All my sins have been washed away. I've been redeemed. Hallelujah. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Only one sin. It doesn't cleanse us from. It doesn't cleanse us from the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. Whosoever blaspheming the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven in this world nor the world to come. That's what Jesus said. Now he said that because they called Jesus a devil. That's what the scripture says. So be not incredulous, my brothers and sisters. Be credulous. I want you to have a willingness to believe. If you do not believe in what I'm saying, turn me off. You can go ahead, turn me off. It doesn't bother me, not one bit. But God's looking right at you and looking right at your heart. Hallelujah. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, don't harden your heart. Don't harden your heart against the word of God. Don't harden your heart when you hear God's word going forth out the preacher's mouth. Don't harden your heart. It's not time to play around. You see, these are the last days that we are living in. It is time that we live right. It is time that we live holy. The Bible says, be ye holy, for I am holy. And also it says, let the righteous be righteous still. Let the holy, let the filthy be filthy still. And let the holy be holy still. So there's a difference between holiness and righteousness. Holiness will take you to heaven. Same with righteousness. But the filthiness, the people who are going to be filthy, they're going to stay filthy. They're not going to get cleaned up because they chose to do what they wanted to do. I judge no man. I don't judge anybody. If I'm going to judge anybody, I'm going to look at myself. The Bible says, let a man examine his own self. So I can't go pulling the beam. I can't go pulling the mote out of my brother's eye if I have a beam stuck in my own eye. It's time that people stop being hypocrites and preaching one thing and doing another. We can't do these things, brothers and sisters. We have to be holy. Do what the word of God says to do. It's very simple. Very, very simple. Just live right. Also, all you have to do, wake up in the morning, give God the praise, thank him for another day, thank him for waking you up this morning, because he didn't have to. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Some lady didn't wake up this morning. Some man didn't wake up this morning. Some baby didn't wake up this morning. Sad to say, but somebody didn't wake up this morning. But you woke up this morning, this afternoon, or whenever you put on this message, to hear this message, and you have a right to praise God. It doesn't, as I said on the last message, it doesn't matter what you go through, just give God the praise. Hallelujah. So you gotta give him praise every day. Hallelujah. So I'm asking you, brothers and sisters, if you are not saved, I'm asking you, come now. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, it says, come now, let us reason together. If your sins be as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. Though they be as crimson, I will make them as wool. He said also in verse 9, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Now, that's the sword that's coming out of God's mouth. God don't play when it comes to devouring people. He devoured the Israelite people. Why? Because they kept serving other gods. He, matter of fact, at one point when Korah and his men came up against Moses and Aaron, when they were out there, they said, ye people are too holy. you got these people too holy. And they was basically coming against the holiness of God. And Moses and Aaron backed away. And God said, get away from these men or I will consume you and them with them. Hallelujah. And then Moses told all the people, get away from these wicked men. Get away from them. They were Israelite people, but they came against God. And they came against Aaron and they came against Moses. And God was angry because they said, these people are too holy. Now, these people were the Levite people who were supposed to minister to God. They were supposed to come in and take the sacrifice before the Almighty God. But they ended up doing their own thing and doing what they wanted to do. Glory to God. But it's not time to do what you want to do. And you know what happened to those men? The Bible says the earth opened up her mouth and received them and they fell into the pit. Glory to God. Dathan, all their tent, everything. The Bible said they went down into hell. My Lord, alive. And then the earth closed back up. It's like God zipped his finger down through the earth. The earth opened up and then he zipped it right on back up. Don't mess with God and don't mess with his holiness. The Bible says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. It says this over there, I believe in Psalms 105 verse 15. Psalms 105 verse 15, it says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. So you got to be careful when you put your mouth on folks. You got to keep your mouth closed and not even say nothing in your heart because God looking right at you. You putting your mouth on folks. You really must be careful what you say in your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. Because God looking right at your heart. The Bible says, don't you know every idle thought is going to be held accountable. You're going to be held accountable. So we have to watch even our thoughts. And say, God, forgive us for our thoughts. Hallelujah. Forgive us for our imagination. The Bible says, withhold every high imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we're supposed to hold it in captivity, every high imagination. So everything that's not like God that comes to our heart and our mind, we are supposed to cast it down in the mighty name of Jesus. We're supposed to take authority over that, saying, no, I bind up that thought and I cast it back to the pit from which it came in the name of Jesus. So I'm encouraging you, my brothers and sisters, that if you are not saved, I'm coming to you right now asking you, come to Jesus now before it's too late. You might be sitting there contemplating, well, should I come or shouldn't I come? And you straddle the fence. Or one minute you're in church on Sunday and the next minute you're living like the devil on Monday and through Saturday. And then you're going to come back to church and try to get right. We can't do this, brothers and sisters. We have to repent. Say, Jesus, forgive me from all my sin. Repent from your heart. That's what he wants. He wants a true repentance. The Bible says a godly sorrow worketh up repentance. So even if you have to cry, it's okay. I've had to cry sometimes. I've had to hurt sometimes. I've had to suffer sometimes. The Bible says, I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. So we know that that's in Romans 8:18. So I like this scripture. Sometimes when I feel some pain or I feel some suffering, I remind myself of this scripture. For I reckon that the sufferings of this time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Because we're just going down here for a little time. We're just going through a little time for a little while. It's a little suffering for a little while. The Bible, it says also, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Glory to God. So Jesus suffered a great ordeal. He was persecuted. He was chastised. He was spit in the face. They blindfolded him and slapped him across the face and said, "Prophesy to us. Who hit you?" You know, blindfolded. Jesus knew exactly who hit him, but the Bible says he opened not his mouth. Glory to God. There was times he opened up his mouth, and there was times he did not say a word. Glory to God. He kept his mouth shut. Hallelujah. For the sake of what? For the sake of us. Because he loved us enough that he died for us. I can remember when Jesus appeared to me. Yes, I said it. Jesus appeared to me. And he let me know that during that time of conversation with him, I was talking to him and I was in unbelief. Unbelief had come to me, and I thought to myself, well, if you're Jesus, why don't you just go ahead, and this is a long time ago, and I said, turn on the VCR over there. You know, there's no VCRs now. Nowadays, even DVDs are starting to become obsolete, and everybody's just streaming now. Like, wow. Like, really, there's no DVDs? There's no more ownership of a something to hold on to or collect and stuff like that? And you know, but you got to think about it. All them Blu-rays and DVDs, after a while, they just kind of collect dust anyways. But, you know, when you have a streaming device or a streaming player, you know, there's nothing to that. No real ownership. You don't have to let it sit around and collect dust. But what I said all that to say this is I told the Lord to turn on the VCR, and he got upset with me. He wouldn't speak to me anymore. He was having a conversation like I'm talking to you, like I am right in front of you right now. But although I can't see you, you cannot see me. But I'm telling you, he was upset with me, and he wouldn't say nothing. And I was scared. I was really scared. And eventually he spoke to me. And loving, but he was angry. I could tell he was upset. He said, "I already did enough for you. I died for you." And that didn't mean much to me at that time. I was incredulous. I really had an unwillingness to believe at that time. I was very incredulous. I just didn't want to believe hardly anything, even though it was Jesus talking to me, and he picked me up, and he put me in his arms, and he let me know how much he loved me, even though I was not serving him whatsoever. I had my incredulous beliefs. I believed that if I died, I was going to heaven because I got saved. Oh, yeah. People believe this lie, once saved, always saved. Listen, brothers and sisters, you can be saved and stay saved, but you can't be saved and then walk away from the Lord and talk about you saved. No. It doesn't work like that. You have to be saved and stay saved. You have to continue to stay in the Word. The Bible says, if you continue in my Word, then you are my disciple indeed. So you can't just say, well, I got saved when I was 7, and then that's going to be good. You're all set. You know, no. If you got saved when you're 7 and you sinned along the way and kept on doing your sin and didn't repent to Jesus for your sins, then you need to go back to the altar, like my late pastor used to say, and get well done. Get well done until you hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joys of the Lord." That's what you want to hear the Lord say when he comes back in the clouds of glory. Hallelujah. To take us home. Glory to God. Because one day he's coming back soon. Somebody said, well, define soon. I said, listen, God's soon is not our soon. Okay? Because he's waiting for some more souls to come into the kingdom of God. Because I assure you, brothers and sisters, as many people that are on Broadway, God's few is going to be more than the devil has in his kingdom. Glory to God. Amen. I'm just a firm believer of that, because God do not let the devil beat him. Glory to God. God beat the devil every single time. Why? Because he is the creator of everything. He created death, hell, and the grave. And he even created the devil himself. Yes, he did. Before he was the devil, he was Lucifer, and he was in heaven, and he fell from grace. And he can't get back to his position. Never will. Glory to God. But it's time, brothers and sisters, as I'm starting to wind up this message, it's time to be credulous. Put that skepticism, isms, all them isms away, and come and serve Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and say, I will be holy. I will live right. I will walk right. I will talk right. I won't be incredulous anymore. God, forgive me. Help my unbelief. Like the man said in the Bible to Jesus, looking at Jesus in the face, like Pilate said to him, what is truth? Staring truth right in the face. Seeing Jesus right in his face and said, what is truth? And Jesus said in John 14 and 1, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So you think you're going to climb up another way? The Bible says over in John 10, it says, the thief cometh, John 10 and 10, the thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you might have life, and that yet more abundantly. But if you look and read in the whole verse of John 10, it's going to tell you that if you climb up another way, brothers and sisters, you are going to be a thief and a robber. And thieves and robbers do not inherit the kingdom of God. It's impossible. If you're a thief and a robber, you won't be able to inherit anything but the kingdom of hell. And hell is nothing to play with. Let me tell you about it. I have taken a few trips there. I do not ever want to go back. It was the most horrible place I have ever seen in my life. It was like a nightmare that just does not go away for those people who are eternally lost. And I'm encouraging you, brothers and sisters, if you do not believe what I'm telling you, I ask you, I urge you to say, God, help me, help my unbelief. Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry. I need your assistance. And Jesus will help you. He will come down all the way. The Bible says the arm of the Lord is not short that he cannot save. Hallelujah. He's waiting for you to open up your mouth and believe with your heart. As it says in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. So you have to confess with your mouth. Read Romans 10 and 9 and go down to the verse 12. Glory to God. And you will find, hallelujah, you have to believe. You have to be credulous about this. God does not want any unbelievers in his kingdom. Why? Because he said the fearful and unbelieving shall have their part in the lake of fire. That's just what God says. He's not going to have no one who don't believe his word. No, the Israelites, they did not believe God. When God spoke to them and said A, B, C, and D, for example, then they didn't want to believe it. They went their own way. And God got very upset with them. Matter of fact, they served other gods. They fall away from God. And God forsook them many times. And he forgave them many times. And then he got to the point where it came to Hosea. He told Hosea to go marry a whore, because he called those other gods whores, and that the Israelite people were whoring around with other gods. And God was tired of it. He was so sick of it. He said, why don't you go ask them gods that you fall down in front of to help you? Why are you asking him? That's how the point that God was trying to get over to them, that they were falling down to other gods, and then they put away their gods and then cried out to the Most High God, who is the only God. There's only one God. There is no other God. He said he'll have no other gods before him. All these other gods that are out there are made with man's hands. Glory to God. And we cannot follow man's ways. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you want to get into the kingdom of heaven, you gotta come through the one and the only Son, which is Jesus Christ. Glory to God. That's all I'm about to say for now, brothers and sisters. If you're not right today, I'm going to pray that you come and get right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, whoever's listening to this message right now, I ask you, oh God, to save their soul. Say, Father, forgive me for all my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and help my unbelief. Help me to be credulous, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that I am a willing participant in this, that I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart, hallelujah, that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, and I shall be saved. If you believe that with all your heart, brothers and sisters, you are saved right now. And you say, Father Jesus, ask you to fill me with your precious Holy Ghost from the top of my head to the sole of my shata, to the soles of my feet. Hallelujah. Until you start and keep thanking him until something happens. Hallelujah. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just keep on thanking him. Say, thank you, Jesus. Until all of a sudden, glory to God, something will take over your tongue, and you won't even be speaking in a language you won't understand. Hallelujah. But he come on my shata. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. If you got saved today, I want you to contact me. You can contact me through this app called Anchor. You can leave me a voice message or whatever you want to do. Or you can contact me through Facebook, wherever. My messages go all over the world. You can contact me through Twitter. I just make myself available. Hallelujah. I want you to tell me or let me know that I got saved. Thank you for your message. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because this message, like I said, goes around the world. May God bless you. God keep you. That is my prayer for you, brothers and sisters. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and have a great weekend. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen and amen.